Psalms, which is, to me, one of the greatest books in the Bible, it's all the same language. But there is a place in the book of Proverbs that is just way beyond these similarities. I didn't say that right, comparing. But there's a lot to be learned from the book of Proverbs. As I was thinking about this message today, a lot of thoughts went through my mind. Some of them such as, why would you say this to this particular class? But God said, my word will not return to me void. But in what accomplished that which has been given. I believe what I'm going to say here tonight is going to help someone, even though it is very known, well known. So let's just go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, and begin reading with verse number 21. If an enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. And what shall we want? I'm always looking for something good for God, from God. If there's any reward, I want to put myself in that place to where I can receive through my obedience, my actions, whatever it is that God is wanting to do. I want us to look at this tonight in a way that is very obvious and maybe in a way that we have a problem. Every time we read this, we're thinking about, see that enemy giving water to drink. But I believe that everything that's in this book has a spiritual teaching, admonition, purpose from God Almighty. Look at what he said here. We think that what God is talking about is how do we repay? How do we repay? And some people don't get it as far as that. That, as a lot said in the Bible about us giving, there's a lot said about our giving to people that give to us. The Lord said, if someone cheats you, gives you, and you turn around and you give them something to eat or whatever, you've got your reward. You're not listening. You've got your reward. They fed you, you fed them. And you fed them, and they fed you, you've got your reward. God does things in a way that we get rewarded, not because there has been, you know, an equal giving of kindness, but God will reward us when we're not looking for a reward, we're not looking for something to be returned to us. Even the world does that. That's what we're in for spiritual training is something like that. We love to receive. Some people like to give, but not all people. We love to give to those that we love. How many of you grandpa? We love to give to the ones that we love, but it's very difficult for us to give to somebody that we don't know, or that doesn't love us. You see, I'm just going to throw this in. You see these people that come in, go to an altar once, you never see them again? I was born at night, but not last night. Got enough intelligence and experience to know what's going on. 99% of the time. You remember the man that came in here on a Sunday morning, he's coming Sunday 2 weeks ago? that right there, sits in the pews, come down when it gave an altar call. When we tried to pray with him, I knew what was coming next. How many times have these others come to me and say, hey, there's a man or there's a woman if they can talk to you? I don't know what they want. Brother Pastor, you should clean my class. But I still do it. That man, I've never seen him. I did not know him. He told me, that I've got a 13-year-old daughter and a wife, and you don't have anything to eat. It's always the same story. Somebody stole my wallet. I lost my money. While I was asleep, I Googled whatever. Somebody took me. Can you loan me some money? I reached in my pocket. I gave him a 10 and 2 5s. I'll get you down this pocket. Have you seen that? We find it easy to give to our loved ones. You may not understand what I'm saying, but I do not. I always try to find out. Now, you're not going to buy liquor, drugs, or whatever. But I do not regret giving that liar $20 of my money. You know why? I'm told in the Word of God not just to love those that love me, but to love those that do not love me. I'm told in the Word of God, do good unto them that despitefully use you. It doesn't always have to be money. Brother Castle, I don't know if God's even eyes in the back of his head or something. Every time I would give someone something, they come. And the man come, he said, my boy's got sickle cell on me. I need a bus ticket to Dallas. That was the question. I told the man a bus ticket. Never seen these things. Men, women, did you know that they, I don't know if this was true, but they say if you ever hit one person off the street, that they have a way of marking your facility. I've often wondered, why will I hit one to have nine over the next 2 days? Let me say something. I may not have loved that man. I may not have loved his 13-year-old daughter if he has one. I may not have loved his wife if he has one. But I did love his soul. I did love his soul. Somebody said, I'll do something for it, but I'm not going to get my money. It is the love of money that keeps a lot of people from not loving somebody else. Even Jesus, if we can say this is in the natural, if this is the natural part of this place, if your best friend, no. Somebody, no. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If your enemy is thirsty, give him drink. Now, I don't have to spiritualize that. I do not have to, in any way, tell you the meaning of that. He said, what I said is what I meant. And I want my word to perform it. If you're an enemy, how many of you have enemies? Let me see here. I've got news for somebody. You do whatever you know what you want. Put that on your hands with me if you want to. I don't believe you. I didn't say they were your enemy. I said, how many of you have enemies? There's somebody that doesn't like you for the way you comb your hair, for the way you wear your clothes. You know it. It doesn't take anything to switch that natural man off. You can be as humble as a dove, but there's a lot of people that can do that. tell the enemies that I may be surprising somebody. I may be telling you something that you don't know. But I'm telling you, you have enemies. Brother Clinton used to say, if there is somebody you don't like, don't worry about if there's somebody that don't like you either. It balances out. You know, there used to be a time when the church people were more social than the other people. We used to go to one another's house. We fellowship. Hey, what are you doing in this fellowship? Yeah. Come to the house, what are we going to eat? That's the way it went. Nobody will come to us anymore unless they call us first 4 days in the week and let us know that they'd like to come up with us in our life. Something's broken here. Something's not right. How many of you have ever heard a doctor down here say, your soul stops breathing? You have it? Yes. I'm not sure I'm telling you something about that. Your soul stops breathing. I don't want to give statistics as I know by someone right now. He started with a little church and a little falling down shack that you probably would put your chickens in. Listen. Told his mother, she said, I'm going to start a church. She told him, every time you go to that church, I'm going to be in the presence. I'm going to be in the presence. We tried it for a while. Brother Clinton and the you may not have ever heard of it, but the church used to have cell groups, you ever hear? That all come off of the pattern by Brother Stewart. If I showed you, or if you go online looking at it, as a matter of fact, I would say, you go online right now and verify these numbers. Started with nothing. His mother and two other women in the prayer room. If I'm not badly mistaken, the last time I heard, he had over 800,000 people in his church. They did that through cell groups. That you would invite people over to your house. This is the way that we would do it. Invite people over to your house. Maybe you'd have some kind of refreshments, something to drink. But once you get it, therefore, is the Word of God and prayer. But everybody, that was the way we had it here, if you lived in a certain part of Portland, Muppets, Girls, Big Park, whatever, we would have one or two of those houses one night a week that was for a gathering. But the important thing was that when you go, you take your neighbor. You invite somebody to come with you. And so from nothing to whatever hundreds or thousands of years, but the one thing they had to make sure is that there is no cousin. There are no tellers. Indians for the Word of God. When I think of that story, I'm reminded in the book of Acts. I said it's Sunday. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, going house to house and breaking bread. Now, I don't know if that's rainbow bread or the bread of life. I know it's the bread of life. I don't know what it is. You may have to take your enemies to that circle. I don't know how it all worked out for you. I believe. Most of you remember Jim Morris. Jim Morris met him once, had breakfast with him, something you don't remember. And they talked about it. It would be very easy for me to sit here and talk to you about that enemy. The enemy is not the important one in this message. You are. I am. We're the ones that matter in this message today. If thine enemy, that word thine tells you what is destruction. Somebody said, we used to be that faith, and I don't recommend anybody to do this. I'm preaching to you tonight that everything in this book has a spiritual value. If all you did was give your enemy something to eat, that's good, but you can go to hell with your brother. You can go to hell with a good one. And God is not just interested in feeding the hungry and giving water to the thirsty. If you do that, that's okay. If you do that, or whatever the circumstances may be, if we live our lives through the hunger or thirst, where are you going? We talk about one person. Where are you going? Going to heaven? You may be hungry. You may be thirsty. Go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and see what they suffer. They let this world was not worthy of it. They were in this world, but not a part of it. The enemy is not an important character in this reading. It's that word is not in the T-H-I-E-E. I'm going to tell you, because you were going to the castle again, there was nothing that man could not do. Many of you know what I did. I'm not. I told him one time I said, I think you could do anything, but maybe five times. I asked him several times, Brother Castle, with all of your opinions, it makes no difference what electrician, plumber, cook, you just learned mechanic. I said, why don't you go to Christmas? Be well for me. He said, well, what about the cookies? He said, well, I'm not going to give you them all away. So one day, I asked this because I was his person. He said, of course. She asked. She said, we want another thing. You can give it all away. There are people, they're not perfect. But they're not in his presence. But not perfect. I don't know if you've heard him tell a story of when he was in the military. He got a sacrifice. And then the Catholic got through and let him stand over him. I'm not talking about milk toast. He was a man. But I saw people take advantage of him. I would rather not have anything because I gave it. They're all scripture that tell you that when you help a stranger, you just will be helping one and anything on the way. You just think that there's a man or a woman, but you may be entertaining angels on the way. I want to go to the book and he says, look, President of the Force, Mr. 2017, I'm still a guy. I'm still an angel. All he asked me to do is pray. What's wrong? The problem is the murderer that's in power. They knock on your door. They step into the place. They lose. Whatever they make, they're not going to listen to you. I think they're going to want to listen. But when you get an opportunity to talk, I'm going to listen. The Christian. That will be rid of my sin. I believe that God wants us to live by every word that proceeds out of the book. We read some Proverbs. Go to the book of Romans. Go to the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. There's a man here tonight that every time I quote this one particular scripture, I'm going to quote, he accuses me, he's never not fishing, he accuses me of talking to him. No more him than everybody else. I learned this from Dr. Lawrence in the book of Psalms. There are those that please us. There are those that God gives them power to get well. But that's evil. What that means is God gives you power to get money, but you can't let go of it. This person has to go to the world. Thank God. Can you remember that is manifested to give and to receive. We agree with that verse, but we will select who we give to. God said, no, you don't make that selection. I'm telling you, they say your enemy is still on that team. For we read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verses 21 and 22. If your enemy is struggling, I'm thirsty, you know what you're saying. Now we're going to the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 20. Therefore, if an enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt be called to fight on the sea. We will look at some of these things and make them go to heaven. I believe the one thing that God is saying, the minute you take something out of my hand, you're on your own. I don't know if anything is more wicked than the love of money. Not me, but God said the love of money is the root of all evil. It is the root of all evil. Think about it. I know people that wouldn't give a dime to missions that they knew it's faith the whole world. We used to have 10 years to church here. I knew Brother Clinton, I don't know what he's doing. But in the pulpit, he said, how could this be a scripture preacher in this church and never miss it back? He hasn't seen it. But when he and I together held it, that there was an entire organization, a Pentecostal organization, that said that they never gave a dollar to missions. How can you say you love God? Who you've never seen, and you won't give a dime so that the gospel may be preached. Think about it. We'll come back to that in just a minute. But when we take these issues out of God's hand, God said, Jesus is mine, I will repay. If a man or a woman has been mine, being in the hands of an angry God, they're fooled, they're duped, they won't understand, but they will. It will be too late. They will understand, but it will be too late. Look at verse 19 of Romans 2. Dearly beloved, avenge what? Avenge war, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. So, now those of you that didn't raise your hand a while ago, like you don't have an enemy, are you too? I'm going to tell you again, you do have enemies. There are people that like you. Maybe it's a little boy playing in your place. Maybe it's that boss that tried you. Maybe it's that neighbor that put up a fence between your house and your house. But you've got to do it. If you get to the hall of fame and jump that fence, you don't take care of that enemy. You don't want that to be. You don't want that to be something. The Bible tells us, as much as it is within you, live high with all men. We live peacefully. But how many men? All men, including your enemy. Okay, that's your father. That's what people are wrong because my enemy is pretty big. But if your enemy slaps you up or slaps the head, you don't be afraid. Tell them I'm going to get a close one. I'll be right back. I knew when I come out here, you'd look at me like this. But I believe we need to get down to the very finest, minutest truth of the Word of God. You might know what's going to happen in Russia or China or America the day after tomorrow, but if you do not know this, There's something for you to learn. God help us. We are to walk by faith. You can say to God, Lord, I have an enemy who has wounded me. If you would ask God, what am I supposed to do? And God would answer you. He would say, Timothy, you're a believer. I can come to say, ask me what you've done, and you try to give it up to me. If it says, my faith be to death, what do you say? I think that there's a lot to do. I must be like a good Roman player, but you can see it. I'm going to be honest with you. Not before this practice tonight, on no time in my life can I remember looking at the meaning of sleeping coals on the hill. I guess I just always say, I'm going to look at it. You don't want to. But God can say, if you give your enemy the profitability, you put him in the face, your enemies. I've got thoughts. I'm knowing that fire is a purifier, a perfume, the first cleanse. I'm going to look that up even tonight. I just really don't. Does anybody know what that is? Huh? This morning comes to cleanse. But since God only deals with a man to save him, convicted, I believe that God says, when you do what I tell you to do, and you remove your hands from it, I will do what you can't do. I will do to your enemy what he does not expect me to do. It is a spiritual book. Making your enemy happy for a few moments while he goes to hell with his belly full is not the work of God. The work of God is to deal with that enemy of yours. Not only to make him your friend, not only to heal the lift, but to save him. It means closer to him. I don't want to lose anybody, even my enemy. Neither did David remember when he could have taken his punishment to Saul. Saul tried to kill him. David finds him asleep and they kill him. God found him. He hit him with his arm and off to let him know what he had been. But David didn't kill him. David didn't try to kill him. They were some of us with an enemy that was doing more than faithfully. We do whatever we can to let everybody know. There are certain people that have certain possessions that I believe all of us, but let me take you to the point. If someone tells you something in confidence, don't you go to them. We'll soon be married 50 years. I told her, I don't know just why that's the only one I did. I told her because I knew how it was for me. I said, if anyone ever comes to you, and tells you something in confidence, there's nothing I can't tell you, and there's nothing you can't tell me. And if you get that, but there are certain things that if you feel like you need to hold back, you don't know them, you're experiencing them all the time. I have people come to me, say something real to their brother or their sister or church, and they just keep my mouth. Keep your mouth shut. I'm not going to tell them what I know. I'm not going to tell them what I think. The Bible says, agree with your adversary in the way. Just agree with him. Not that you did. Pray. Yes? Come get the mic. Come get the mic and tell them. Can you? Yes. Hurry. You and him.
It does make money cold, but the thought there is that And he said, the question was, if the person was penitent and sorry, that they would carry them on their head to see the shame and reproach. So the Father says that our kindness will return to be able to preach unto them that will cause them to be saved.
You do a great job, Joe. That's right. That's it. That may explain it all better than all that's talking about. We need God to help us. We need God to help us. You hear me? We need God to help us. I did not know this until when Benjamin Netanyahu was in Washington. I did not know that Mr. Netanyahu, if you've heard this, let me know, has entered into a grievance with what countries? The two countries, Arab countries, that begin to agree. I don't remember what they said. How did I do that? It may be a disappointment. But I do. When I heard that, I got excited that maybe Israel and Abraham but then you come to me. When you come up to the city, then come to the city. And you know what you want to do? You can talk to him. He's going to come up with me. To his son, my dad, Jared's not going to get anything done more than anybody else. Because that's having a feud, if not something nicer. And not all of you know the olive trees, and they need to be supplied. You hear me? One of them is not going to do it. What are we all right now? What do we give to our loved ones? What do we give to our enemies? You can take it with you, right? I've got a question for you. There is not a man in this field that is not conscious of the fact that if he dies and goes through this every day, before his wife, what have I done? What have I done? Yeah? There are things we do not have to answer to. I can tell you, I think you can get this. That the condemnation that I need to get into this life. It's so much bothers. I just want to go to him. I said, come on, Mr. Henry. I'm going to go to the front of his house. So he said, I'm going to go to the front. He wanted to buy one. He could have just bought one before he went. You told me to do this. And on the Monday, that bond payment was coming to $40,000. $40,000. You know how much of that $40,000 is? He knew that. I'm telling you, in his language, he knew that when that clock got to 9 o'clock in the morning, he was going to have to go down and finish the clock. In that 5 o'clock prayer meeting, he did not want to do it. Facing that direction, he said, I'm leaving the room. I'm conscious, but you know, when people are looking at you to see you, those conscious felt like someone looking at you. She had opened her eye, and as you know, as a woman, somebody in front of you, she said, they're looking at you. You need to tell me they're looking at you. She said, I'm going to do something for this stuff. Come down with me to come out and meet you and talk to you. You've got a financial need. And she would tell me how much it is, God told her to pay. She wrote his check for $40,000, and he's not going to pay her. You can't even have to afford it. You've got a beautiful family. Not about the crazy, giving you one money to God. But we need to give. I'm not telling you giving money to the bank. You take that to money, God will use it in you. Not like maybe a month ago now, a lady came to me. She was doing a weird thing right here. I've got to I'm going to a specialist in Houston. I don't have enough gas to be there. And if I don't have gas, there's to be down gas for brother and sister to answer. They drive me to Houston every year. You know what I did? And I'm going to come back. You know, if you've got to get over there, I want to come back to where he was and end up with something to do. Didn't I have to get that gas money back? No. And you're not struggling with us. He may be. But I'm not. So let me say this. Look at how you give. You give, and it will be given back to you. Pass down, shaking together, running over. Can you quote me the rest of that scripture? But you also say, Shall a man give unto your bosom? Might the Lord give the best time to work with God? If the minister of the Lord will give up more than greeting,